Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there, too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
No sunny Purdue confirmation vote yesterday by the Senate Agriculture Committee, hoping to get it done maybe this morning. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts kind of planning an informal business meeting for his committee, hoping to do it just off of the floor of the U.S. Senate, following a floor vote that is scheduled for today. Mr. Purdue's vote will likely easily pass the Senate Agriculture Committee. The problem right now is whether or not the Senate will be able to fit a full chamber vote on the Purdue nomination by the end of next week. If they can't get it done by the end of next week, that confirmation vote may not happen until the last week of April, meaning at least another month before Sonny Purdue will be able to walk in at USDA as Secretary of Agriculture. There's a two-week Easter recess planned for the Senate at the end of next week. Former Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, of course, now is the new administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, under President Donald Trump, meeting yesterday with members of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau during their spring legislative fly-in. Talked about several things, including where he stands on working on rolling back WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. rule. Says that he wants to continue as far as his early days of organizing his efforts at EPA to adhering to the rulemaking process in all of the various areas that EPA has been working on to follow the law in each case, and something that he calls cooperative federalism. In other words, working with the states as well as other stakeholders in achieving adequate protections for our nation's environment. He'll also be meeting today with members of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Their spring legislative event underway this week, matter of fact, wraps up later on today, and they will be meeting with EPA administrator. They'll be talking about WOTUS and more as well with Mr. Pruitt. The status of farm credit in this country, reviewed yesterday by the House Agriculture Committee. One of those testifying was Farm Credit Administration Chairman and CEO Dallas Tonsager, who says that a big issue right now out in farm country, deteriorating credit worthiness of agricultural producers.
Debt to asset levels are rising while net farm income is declining. Interest rates, while still low, have begun to rise. And crop prices are expected to remain weak through this fiscal year of 2017. These factors are causing the value of Midwest farmland to slip. Prices in the protein and dairy sectors are also weak. As a result, the credit quality of the system's loan portfolio has declined slightly.
Dallas Tonsager says that the system has attempted to do all it can to help struggling borrowers, especially young, beginning, and smaller producers. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the genetics from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.